Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 8th of September, ending Sunday, the 14th. And this is what I'm calling the week between, because there's very little shifting and changing at this point, and the Sunday, the 7th, was when we had the lunar eclipse, and it won't be until the following week that we get shifts and changes for Mercury and Venus, and on Sunday the 21st, the solar eclipse. And now we'll finish up our 2025 eclipses, and it's going to be very interesting. But this week, we can just do daily forecasts. And on Monday, we have the last aspect for the moon in Pisces, and that is a conjunction to retrograde Saturn in Pisces. It will be there for the morning in the Eastern time zone. It is completing at 1:44 p.m. that afternoon, and this is going to maybe be a water issue, maybe obstruction from the weather, but also, unfortunately, perhaps the eclipse has brought up some fearful energies or uncertainties, and somebody's feeling victimized, and this and that is going on. But it's going to shift at 2:37 p.m. into the fiery Aries moon. First of all, though, it's going to join retrograde Neptune in Aries at 4:33 p.m. So the day, it's not clear. Over the pond, things aren't clear. And on the Eastern time, it's kind of a tricky time because we want to get going. We are in the third quarter phase of the moon, which is when we want to be giving out and sharing and dispensing things that we've understood or learned, or literal fruits of our harvest and creativity, but there's just too much confusion to get a clear idea of which way to go. After the conjunction to Neptune, however, we will have a lift, and Moon will sextile Uranus and Gemini 5:03 p.m., so there will be some kind of issue that is being renewed, as it is a retrograde Uranus, and seen again, which is going to help Aries move forward. So then the moon is sextile, another retrograde planet, Pluto in Aquarius until 5:21 p.m., but at least, even if it's reviewing things and understanding things about power and group energies and such, it's still helpful. It's still a helpful opportunity when we see a sextile. And then after 5:21 p.m. on Monday, we are having a long travel for Aries without aspects, which will be very pleasing to this let me get going and let nothing get in my way Aries moon, until it reaches the trine to Venus in Leo, 9:07 p.m. on Tuesday. So good energies are coming, loving energies even, or entertainments that are pleasing, and that is going to be followed by a little bit of excessive behavior, perhaps, when the moon in Aries squares Jupiter in Cancer Tuesday at 10:43 p.m. But also, it's getting irritating now for the moon in Aries, because Jupiter in Cancer comes with a big load of emotional feelings and needs. And, you know, Aries is trying to get out of that. don't rope me into this. And then there could be an argument because the moon is going opposition Mars in Libra. And that is coming in at 2:54 a.m. on Wednesday. So it started out rough for Aries moon. It got lifted up, and then it's getting stymied at the end. We should be seeing some really interesting things going on in the world those 2 days. And then there's a void, of course, for a long time. Again, happily, moon in Aries goes forward without delay. Moon enters Taurus at 4:03 p.m. on Wednesday, is challenged right away by the square to Pluto in Aquarius, 6:43 p.m. So, you know, I want to hold on to what I've got. That's the moon in Taurus. And Pluto, even in retrograde in Aquarius, is like, we're transforming. You don't want to? Well, guess what? So this isn't the comfort zone. And we may be hearing some financial things that we're not really pleased about. Going on from here, we have the moon in Taurus trine, Mercury in Virgo. And that is also a long time before it arrives at 10:18 p.m. on Thursday. But it means that we are going forward. We're getting organized. And that's always helpful. We're thinking things through. We're analyzing. We're focused on the material realm and getting things done. And we're having assistance. So that's great. After 10 p.m. on Thursday, it's also going to be a while before the moon will reach the exact trine to the sun in Virgo. 12:29 a.m. on Friday is when that comes in. And that is your harmony of the lights. And now it's in the very grounded earth signs of Taurus and Virgo. So we feel internally as though we're grounded and we're okay. And that feeling is going to be also optimistically lifted once this harmony of the lights is over by a sextile to Jupiter in Cancer. That comes in like 10 minutes later. So 12:39 a.m. on Friday. It feels like it's going to be okay. And maybe you're up for a late night snack also. But we're going to go on from there for the square from the moon in Taurus to Venus in Leo. And that comes in at 2:59 a.m. So if you're up in the other time zones or even in the Eastern time, you're going to be having challenges about values and what to do with spending. Maybe Venus sees something she wants to invest in, and Mars and Taurus is, I don't want to spend anything now, kind of thing. So it's something we may also be sleeping through east of the Pacific time. But we will have one more aspect for the moon in Taurus. And that's a sextile, but it is to retrograde Saturn in Pisces. So the actual Virgo sun is coming into sextile Jupiter in Cancer at 3:30 a.m., which is going to boost us back up in a way. And when we're going through the day of Friday, the 12th, going towards the sextile, the moon in Taurus is going to be trying to help Saturn in Pisces. Remember this communication from me, constantly for the whole transit of Saturn in Pisces, this anxiety and this feeling of not being able to rely on the things we need to rely on. Well, moon in Taurus is trying to help out with that. And this is it, 4:14 p.m. It's over. Moon is void, of course. It shifts into Gemini at 5:38 p.m. And here we have Mercury sextile Jupiter in Cancer. So that's quick, 5:53 p.m. So that's giving us, again, some feelings of happy, okay, it'll be fine. And the moon in Gemini is sextile Neptune in Aries, retrograde Neptune, 7:23 p.m. So we may be getting a message or, you know, some sort of a communication online or in person over the phone or over dinner, where we're looking at some of those hesitations and we're analyzing and being logical with the moon in Gemini, gaining information. And then there's a aha moment. The moon in Gemini is going to have those when it makes conjunctions to Uranus in Gemini, and they may actually at this point be remembering an aha moment that they can apply to a situation in that moon conjunction to retrograde Uranus in Gemini at 8:03 p.m. And then the moon goes on to the trine to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius, 8:17 p.m. Again, it's getting information and it thinks it can understand how things are moving. And maybe it's not as bad as we thought. The sun joins Mercury at 6:52 a.m. in Virgo on Saturday. And this is always a challenge because being identified with something is the sun quality. This is the self-expression. This is the major creative force. And having thoughts and communications will be identified now instead of just, you know, easily mutable, as it's, even though it's an immutable sign, it will be hard for us to change those thoughts. And that, you know, this is where conversations could get into that, you know, I know and you don't know kind of energy. And 6:52 a.m., but it is coming in through the evening and overnight. So it's good to remember. It's good to remember that when the Mercury energy is what they call kasimi, it is combust. That means it's in the fires of the sun. It's not working really as independently as it usually does. So it might not be able, again, as I say, to remove itself enough to analyze anything other than what that authority sun wants it to be thinking. Where are we seeing that in the world? Oh, I tell you. Anyway, now we have a very long stretch from 8:17 p.m. on Friday to 6:33 a.m. on Sunday, before the moon squares the sun, and that will also then square that Mercury a couple of hours later. But the moon square to the sun in Virgo on Sunday morning brings us to the fourth quarter phase. And this is where we have that moment. The half moon is saying, am I doing things that really reflect who I am? Do I need to pay somebody back for something? What project was I going to do and I haven't gotten to it yet? You know, all of those kinds of thoughts come up because we're going to start going into that fourth phase, which is, you know, the do I want this? Should I keep this? And the end of this is going to be the new moon. That is the solar eclipse, but not now. You've got a week of this pondering ahead. And the solar eclipse is where things change in the world, in the outer world. There's an ending, and then there's a new beginning. So again, pay attention this week and during the week ahead to see where the change is going to take place in this 29 degrees of Virgo, an ending degree. That's the last degree. And it's this, you know, interesting point that is right as we move into, I mean, just right after that, we're moving into the equinox, right? So we're at the point of going into the darkest time, which is like a whole quarter of solar phase of fourth quarter lunar phase type energy. So pay attention during this particular weekend of the 13, 14, because a lot of what you're trying to process here is going to be part of this idea. And, you know, change is a word that, you know, kind of unsettles everybody. But change, ending, can be good. You know, if you've been going through a tough cycle, maybe that's ending, you know, and a new cycle is coming in that will change the way things are. But if you actively engage and with your mind in the, with the moon in Gemini after the Mercury-Sun conjunction, you can engage, you see. So Sunday has, you know, the square, 6:33 a.m. square, Mercury 8:17 a.m. But then the moon in Gemini sextiles Venus in Leo until 10:10 a.m. Is there someone you really need to get in touch with that you haven't spoken to in a long time, a loved one, somebody's birthday, or you want to make a plan with somebody? Well, that's a beautiful morning for brunch. And then the moon will trine Mars in Libra until 11:41 a.m. So you can discuss things easily, intellectually, but also maybe come to agreements. And so then, however, we have that square from Gemini Moon 2, retrograde Saturn in Pisces. And that'll go until 6:46 p.m. And that will be also obstacles coming from skeptics, naysayers, the fearful ones, and also possibly even short journeys with the moon in Gemini are either canceled or obstructed by some kind of a weather-related issue. At 8:30 p.m., the moon will enter Cancer. And here we're going to have a square to Neptune, 10:13 p.m. So our feeling space is a little bit upset. It's just too much confusion. There's not a lot of feeling of security. And as we go on, it's going to take a long journey for the moon to get to their happy space, but at least it is when it makes the conjunction to Jupiter Tuesday morning at 8:18 a.m. the following week. So at least we can know that we're going toward a gift or a benefit or something like that. And so that's how we leave the week between. And, you know, we're processing the lunar return. If you know where that 15 degrees of Pisces and Virgo are, you'll have a good idea of where that's happening for you. And you're still like processing. So they gave us a whole week, which was nice. The planets, they said, all right, we won't shift, we won't change, we'll just, you know, challenge, but no big deal until the following week, and that equinox will come in. You know, I have a different idea about this. You know, I believe we're already in autumn here in the Northern Hemisphere, and you can tell. You can just see the sky is so different. Everything is different. But the sun enters Libra at 2:19 p.m. on Monday, September 22nd, and that will be, again, the beginning of the darkest quarter of the solar year. And we'll have another harvest. So we'll talk about what that's all about next time. And we will be talking about the after the eclipse theme. And we will also be talking about in the week before the Mercury entering Libra and Venus entering Virgo. So we have two shifts and a solar eclipse before the equinox the following day. Wishing you the best with it all, and I'll say goodbye for now.